This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
Who is Jesus? And I'm going to bring him to you and tell you who he is from every book of the Bible, all 66 books.
That was archival tape of Oral Roberts, the evangelical minister giving a televised sermon in Portland, Oregon. Roberts passed away yesterday in California at the age of 91. He was a minister, but also a media maven. He went on to spread his message to millions over the radio and through a televangelism, just like the appearance that you just heard. Joining us now is Dr. Mark Rutland. He is the president of Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he joins us to talk about his personal connection and his professional connection with Oral Roberts. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Celeste.
For those of our listeners who maybe only know the name Oral Roberts as the name of a university, can you tell us a little bit more about the details of this man who began as a traveling faith healer preaching inside a tent with 3,000 folding chairs?
Yeah, Oral Roberts was a pioneer in a variety of directions. He was a pioneer in communication. He was a pioneer in spiritual thought and a prairie Pentecostal that just literally transcended his own roots. He came to have a vision for higher education. He planted a great university. Oral Roberts University is a comprehensive liberal arts university with multiple graduate schools and two doctoral programs. This all from a man who really began in the most humble beginnings imaginable.
Well, his university and the medical center there is a clear, tangible legacy that he leaves behind. Another is not quite so tangible, and that's the way he changed people's relationship to faith. He's really the first televangelist.
Yes, he was a pioneer in communication, particularly the use of media. I think part of his greater legacy is going to be the way he made people think about God. Oral had an ability to communicate the goodness of God, that he was a trustworthy and loving God who was accessible by the common person. I think that may have been his greatest legacy, that God cared about us, knew our most intimate details, and was a powerful and loving God. When you were with Oral, you felt better about who God was, and you felt better about who you are.
Another legacy that Oral Roberts leaves behind is his efforts his connection between politics and religion. John F. Kennedy consulted with him, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, and even John Lennon consulted with Oral Roberts in the 1970s.
The two great lights of the 20th century in terms of religious leadership are certainly Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. And it seems that great leaders gravitated to them both. And I think part of that was because there was I don't mean to be too flip about it, but birds of a feather flock together. They were great men. And, of course, Billy Graham still lives, and their greatness, their kind of ability to mix with both the common man, Oral, could talk to anybody, but also his ability to be with, talk with kings and princes and presidents. He played golf very, very well, by the way, and he played with some of the great people of his generation.
He'll certainly be remembered. Dr. Mark Rutland is speaking about Oral Roberts, who passed away yesterday at the age of 91. Rutland is the president of Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.